to you all. But he gave me a stipulation. He said, Ron, you can't bring your life first if you don't tell your testimony. That's right. And of course, I tried to wiggle out of it. But he wouldn't, he wanted it no other way. He said, Ron, free yourself, son. Free yourself, man. So today, before I get into my life verse, my title of my life verse is Born Sinner. Born Sinner. Remember that title, Born Sinner. So as I go through my life verse, my testimony of my life up until this time that took me to my life verse. Growing up in a house of 11 siblings, being the youngest, knew of God. God wasn't a presence in my life. Always wanted that family that we had growing up. Household, mother, father, 11 siblings, all together. Wonderful thing, wonderful. My dad was our authority in our house. He was my authority in my life growing up. That's what I knew. That's what I saw. That's what I aimed to be, like my dad. Coming up, growing up at a high school, started dating my wife, now my girlfriend, right out of high school. But now I'm out of high school, I'm my own authority now. I can indulge in a lot of things that I seen growing up. The parties, the alcohol, the family fun. That's what I wanted growing up. That was me. That's what I wanted. I put my stamp on it. Took it to a whole nother level. Drinking, hanging out every day, every day. Wanted the home life, but it wasn't in me. The home life wasn't in me. Was not in me. Loved it, my girlfriend at the time, my wife now. Didn't respect the relationship. Did not respect the relationship. By not respecting the relationship, ventured off to other relationships. Going my own way. My own way. God is no way in my picture at this time. My own way. We got a son. So venturing off to other relationships. Now, God has blessed me with 3 daughters from another relationship. So now, by the age of middle 20s, I have 4 small kids, 4 beautiful kids. A little lost at this point, struggling, because inside I'm hurt, torn apart. I wanted so much. To have that family that I grew up, my dad, my mom, and my siblings, to have. Going my own way, I screwed it up. God, nowhere in the picture. So I'm struggling within. Can't let it show because I'm my own man. I'm doing this. Ain't nobody doing this but me. So I'm doing this. This is my way of how I want to live this life. So whatever comes with it, I got to man up to it. But inside, it's eating me alive. And if it's eating me alive, guess what it's doing to my kids? So I'm struggling with it. But I'm struggling with it, but I don't know what to do. So I keep indulging in the things that I know of. The parties, the hanging out, the alcohol, drinking. That's all I knew. That's all I seen. God is nowhere in the picture. And the family that I wanted, right now today, I still struggle with it. Right now today, I see families that's in one household, one family. And it's hard for me, but I pray for that family a lot because I pray that they don't take it for granted. Don't take that household, that one family, mother, father, kids, under one roof for granted. It's a blessing from God. But I screwed it up, and people might say, well, God has his plans. Well, sometimes God leave us in our own mess. And I truly believe that's where he left me in my own mess for not depending on him in my life growing up a lot. So now I'm indulging in the alcohol and the parties and hanging out, and that's all I wanted to do. But then came a time in 2006, my dad passed. Now I really want to change. But there's no change in me. I don't know how to change. All I know is what I've seen. No one's really in my ear telling me, Ron, man, you need to seek the Lord. You need to do this. You need to do that. No. In some ways, I was empowered in doing the negativity that I was doing. But to me, it wasn't negativity. It was what I knew. But I struggled, and inside, I wanted to break that chain. I wanted to break it, but I couldn't. So my dad was my authority. Now my authority is gone now. I'm really my own authority. I'm stuck in my own mess, and I got to deal with it. There's no way out for me right now. So I'm struggling. Fast forward 2013, my mom passes. And my mom, I remember when she passed, I made a vow to myself. Wasn't talking to the Lord. I said to myself, I really wish I can be like her. Really wish I could be as kind and nice and loving as my mom. I really wanted to be like that. Everyone loved her, and she loved everybody. And that's how I wanted to be. But it was not in me. I tried, but I wanted to hang out and party and do all of the things that I knew. I went back to all of that. But I'm struggling. I'm going home at night and finding myself in the bathroom, cutting the faucets on, crying in the mirror, looking at myself. Ron, why? Why do you do these things, man? Why? What is wrong with you? God is nowhere in the picture, so I'm fighting with myself. What's wrong with me? I don't know the things of God. Come home sometimes, and my wife could testify to this. Come home in the bed at night, late night, come home, crying, telling her how much I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be this person no more. She said, Ron, talk to the Lord. How am I going to talk to the Lord? Father, as I got to the Lord was saying a prayer for my family to be okay. That's it. I don't know how to talk to the Lord at this point. Don't know nothing about the Lord. Knew of God growing up, knew of the cross, never knew Jesus. Don't know nothing about Jesus. Let me tell you, this is 2013. All that from there to 4 years ago. I started visiting here with my wife and my sister, coming through these doors sparingly. But when I came, the message was clear. I never had a clear message in all my time of going to church that I can really understand what God was trying to say. So I decided to keep coming back. But as I was coming back, as I was leaving, my Sundays were still a regular Sunday. Come to church, go hang out, go get drunk, whatever, listen to all the curse words, using all the curse words, foul mouth, everything. It was a routine. I couldn't break the cycle, man. Couldn't break it. Didn't know how to break it. So I started coming, and I had a conversation with my pastor, Pastor Ned. And I told him that I was willing to do anything, to get to know God. So he texted me or told me that Lord had put on his heart for him to start a Bible study with me. Now, I'm studying, I'm reading God's word. He told me this was the key. The key, he told me, he said, Ron, before you even open this book, you pray. You pray and ask God to let the Holy Spirit reveal to you what he wants to hear. That was the best advice I ever got because I started reading the Bible. Now I'm reading the Bible. Now I can't stop reading the Bible. I can't stop. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for the word, man. I'm thirsty. I'm still in my ways, but this got a hold of me now. It got a hold of me now. So I'm at work. My wife thought something was wrong because I'm only thing I want to do is read the word. I'm at work reading the word on my lunch break. Tell you about God with that. I was at work one day, and we had a temp that worked with us, a lady, and we had a pond, and on her lunch break, she would go sit down by the pond reading her Bible. And I remember this. I remember looking at her, saying to myself, she must be really going through something to be reading the Bible on her lunch break. I never forget it. God reminded me of it. And here I am, can't wait. I wasn't thinking about no food. I'm reading the Bible on my lunch break. So this day, I'm struggling, y'all. I'm struggling with myself. I want to hurt myself because I don't even know myself now. Who am I? I don't know. So I'm in my mess, walking in it and going home crying to myself because I don't know who I am. I'm struggling. I'm fighting with myself, but I can't let nobody know. So I'm reading the word. I'm in Publix, and here comes my life verse. You know the struggle. You know what I'm going through. I'm in Publix, sitting down, reading the word of God. And for some reason, I don't know what happened, I was in Romans. I don't know right now today, I can't, but I remember reading Romans 7, 15 through 20. And I'm going to tell you what God, he spoke, and I'm going to tell you about God speaking to you. I never really truly believed that God can really speak to you because people, I hear it a lot and say, people say, well, God spoke to me, God said this to me, God said that to me. And I would just go along with it saying, really? Really? You know, I mean, honestly, I was, Until this day, I was sitting down in Publix reading Romans 7, 15. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. He had me. That thirst just went in overboard. It went further. For now, if I do What I do not want, I agree with the law, that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Sin that dwells in me. I'm a pup in Christ, and God has just told me, son, you okay? He opened my eyes and showed me exactly what I was going through. There's no man on earth can do that, because nobody really knew what I was going through. Nobody. Nobody. And I open up this book and I'm reading this and I'm like, I'm looking around. I'm sitting down and I'm looking around like, God, what is going on? So I go further. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. So I go further. Romans 7:18. For I know that nothing good dwells in me. This is how I'm feeling. Nothing good dwells in me. I'm a mess. My family, I done made a mess of my family. I'm a wreck. God is explaining. Nothing dwells in me. How do he know how I feel? That is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but I don't have the ability to carry it out. I don't have the ability to carry it out. I want to do right. Always did. I didn't know what right was. The evil that dwells in me. God blew my mind on that. He blew my mind. I opened his book and he blew my mind. Let him blow your mind. Open his book and let him blow your mind. I'm telling you, he will blow your mind. So I'm digging. I'm going further. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty, God. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. 7:19. For I do not do the good I want. I want to do good. I want to do good. But the evil I do not want to do, I keep on doing. I keep on hurting people, breaking their hearts, cursing people, doing the wrong things, going the wrong way. But to me, it's the right way. It's the right way. But I know it's morally wrong. It's morally wrong. 20. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Sin that dwells in me. So all this evil that I was doing, God says, sin that's in you, son. Now, I don't know much about sin. I don't know much about sin. God just revealed to me that I'm okay. I thought I was messed up. I thought I was the only one really going through this. I thought I was messed up. God said, you okay? You okay? I'm going to take you through this. So now God has me on a journey. On the journey. He took me through my life verse. But he didn't stop there. He did not stop there. This was a whole journey for me. He didn't stop at Romans 7:15-20. Now I want to know what's wrong with me. Now I want to know about this sin issue. How can I overcome it? How? I don't know these things at this time. I don't know. So now I'm looking at sin. He opened the door to sin. So I want to know about sin. Sin to me was what? The Ten Commandments. That was my sin. So I'm like, God, sin? Ten Commandments. I'm not married, so I'm not an adulterer. I haven't killed anybody. I honor my parents. I maybe have stolen something. But sin, God? Sin? Sin. Missing the mark. You say that's right, but me reading that at that time, missing the mark. So now I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, so I got to find out what the mark is, right? Yeah. What is this mark, God? What is this mark? I know I'm not squeaky clean, you know, but hey, missing the mark, sin. Missing the mark by breaking God's commandments. Oh, my goodness. Breaking God's commandments. So now he's telling me everything that I did was sin against him. All of that stuff of doing something to somebody else, disrespecting other people, using foul language, talking noise to other people, being unfaithful to any and everybody, it was sin against God. It was not sin against you, you or you. All of that went to him. Do you know how I felt? I'm sinning against God. I was afraid. I really was afraid at this time. Everything that I'm doing is against God. God is telling me this. So now I'm a terrible person, but on top of that terrible person, I'm thinking, God is going to get me. I mean, honestly, I'm sinning against God. I'm in my mess sinning against God. He woke me up. He woke me up to all the wrong I was doing. So now I'm on a sin kick, and now I'm learning. I'm not telling anybody about this. Understand. Me and God going through this ourselves, and I'm questioning him on all of this. I'm not telling nobody what I'm learning right now. Nothing. So it's me and God. It's me and God. And I'm studying his word. He has me hungry. So I'm on the sin thing. And now I got to find out about this sin. About this sin. So he has me studying. Go back. Go back, Ron. Go back to the fall of man that brought sin into the world. Remember the title, Born Sinner. Born Sinner. Go back. Study it. Just don't read it. Study it. Study it. The fall of man, the fall of the first man, the first woman. God told him in the garden, eat off of everything over here is yours. You can have it. You can have it. But you do not touch that tree over there. Don't touch it. Do not. Everything else in the garden is yours. Do not touch that tree. And what is sin? Breaking God's commandments. God tell you to do something, but another thing, you don't know God's commandments unless you read God's word. You don't know it. So now he's teaching me his commandments. So now everything I'm doing is sin against God, but now he took me on a journey to find out where the sin comes from. God told him, yes, this is yours. Do not touch that tree. The beginning of the devil as we know it. The beginning of the devil as we know it. If anybody thinks the devil is not real like I used to think, I used to think that. I used to think of the devil. I don't want to hear nothing about no devil. The devil? Devil? I ain't even thinking about the devil. I ain't even going to think. I ain't giving him no power because I don't believe in the devil. How wrong was I, right? The devil came into the garden. God is good. The devil is. Anything that the devil likes is against what? God's will. So Satan comes in the garden. Satan, the devil, comes in the garden. Persuades Eve. Persuades Eve. Eve persuades Adam. And what do? They eat off of that tree. That tree. Bit the apple off of that tree. The beginning of sin in our world. Everybody, your mama, your daddy, pastor, the pope, the presidents, the babies you're holding in your hand right now today. You was born after Adam. You were born sinner. You are a born sinner with the sin nature. The sin nature. There is no good that dwells in that sin nature. No good. He's telling me this. Oh, man. He's telling me. Now I know why I did the things that I did. I didn't know no better. I didn't know what I was into. And he took me on his journey because he knew I needed help. He took me on his life journey, his life verse journey. And now I'm amazed. Now the sin nature. Let me, saved or unsaved, we all have the sin nature. Example of unsaved sin nature. You leave out of here, someone confronts you, calls you out your name, all in your face, confronts you, Daphne. You this, you ain't this, you ain't this, you ain't this. Sin nature. Sin against sin equals death. So much trouble in this world, so much is going wrong because of the sin nature. The government says, it's the guns, it's the guns. What's behind the guns? The sin nature. The sin nature. Road rage. Road rage. Bum, 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 bum. Sin nature on sin nature. Ain't nobody fit to give in. There's no giving in. There's no, okay, I'm going to let you pass. None of that's happening. That's why you see a lot of shootings. Sin against sin, the sin nature. We have to know. God is teaching me who I am. Amen. Teaching me who I am. So now, this sin nature. Now, I read this. I was sitting in public when I read this also. The sin nature. Now I want to find out about the sin nature. There's no good that dwells in the sin nature. So, the sin nature, Galatians 5:19. And as I call your name, please stand up. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'm telling you, if that was really the case, there'll be no one sitting down. No one sitting down. No one sitting down. So I'm reading this. Galatians 5:19. Sin nature. This is all in us. Those that are not saved are more subject to carry out these acts. And as I'm reading it, I'm in that battle. I'm in that struggle. Now God is finna show me who I really am. Show me who I really am. The sin nature. Galatians 5:19. The wrong things the sinful self does are clear. Committing sexual sin. That's the simple version. Sex before marriage, you can go that simple. Sinning against God, that's the sinful nature. Being morally bad, that covers a whole lot. Sin against God. Doing all the kinds of shameful things. You ever done anything shameful? Sinning against God. Galatians 5:20. Worshiping false gods. If you probably say, I don't worship no other God. I don't worship no false gods. Well, if God is not your authority, you're your own authority. You're your own God. You're worshiping yourself. So you are your own false God. You are your own false God. So understand, if God is not your authority today, this very moment, and you are your own authority, you are your own false God. You're worshiping yourself. God is the highest authority. Worship God. Worship God. Taking part in witchcraft. Scary but true. Scary but true. Hating people. Oh, I don't hate them. I just what? Dislike them. I don't hate them. I just dislike them. We can't run from this. We can't run from this sin nature. That's sin against God. We can't run from it. We can't run from it. Causing trouble. Now that covers a whole lot. Causing trouble covers a whole lot. Sin against God. Being jealous, angry, or selfish. There will be nobody sitting down, right? Nobody. 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 Sin against God. Nobody's free from this. Nobody's free. Causing people to argue and divide into separate groups. We probably see that every day. Every day. And if you haven't read the Bible, you don't think it's sin. You think it's all right, right? Huh? That's why it's so important. So important. See, I'm not the only one that's going through all of this. God is taking me through this, and he has me up here explaining this for a reason. Because someone in this room is going through this whole thing. Maybe just learning about it, just like I was. Just like I was. Just like I was. Help us, God. Help us, God. Yes. Yes. Finally, 5:21. Being filled with envy. Filled with envy. You know the feeling. Been there. Been there. Maybe still do. This was the kicker for me. Getting drunk. This was my kicker. Getting drunk. This what put me on the path to saying, can't do it no further, God. This what put me on that path. Getting drunk. When I read this, because I didn't drink to just drink. I drank basically to get drunk. So that's a sin against God. And I'm reading God's word. I'm reading this. I'm reading this. God has convicted my spirit. I'm reading this. And God clearly says, getting drunk to me. He's talking to me. I'm not telling nobody about this. But as I'm reading, I feel like he's talking to me. So when I read this, something has to change, Ron. Something has to change. Something has to change. It's not good. So you're going to continue sinning against God, Ron? This is the question I'm asking myself. But I can't stop, God. Help me. Help me. Help me. I'm screaming out, help. Still in my mess a little bit, but I'm learning. I'm reading. Still in my mess. Having wild parties and doing other things like this. God tells you all of those things he just described. This is God's word, not mine, his. All of those things that he just described up there. If you are going through, it's in us. It's in you. Saved and not saved is in you. But this is a fair warning. Fair warning. Not coming from me. It's not coming from me. Listen what God says about this. If you are living in these things. I warn you now, as I warned you before. The people who do these things will not have a part in God's kingdom. The word of God. The word of God. We must watch what we do. We must We must find a way out. We've got to find a way out of our mess. I want to go to heaven. I love everybody in here, and I want to see you in heaven. But if we are stuck in this mess, we won't see each other. We won't see each other. That's the plan, heaven. This life on earth, we're living this life to live again. To live again in God's kingdom. Help us, Lord. Help us. God's kingdom. Living to live again. To live again. This life is not our own unless you are your own authority. But God loves us all. So guess what? He told me, Ron, I got a plan, son. I got a plan to free you from your mess, boy. God has a plan. A plan, a plan, a plan, God. Yes, God, help me. Help me. Help me. Now, God's plan. Most familiar, isn't a song out, God's plan? Promoting self. God's plan. T-shirts everywhere. God's plan. Promoting self. Don't tell you what God's real plan is, right? You're walking around sporting it, singing a song. I'm God's plan. You God's plan. Let's say his name together. God's plan.
God's plan.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. God's plan. All of that I've been going through, all of that struggle and fighting with myself I've been going through in my life. God had a plan the whole time. He led me down this journey, from the beginning to now. He led me to my Savior. To my Savior. He led me to my Savior. Now, my story, my testimony, as I went over it, I happened to realize why they called Jesus the Savior. Why they called him the Savior. To save us from ourselves. To save us from this sin nature you're born with. To save us. There's no other way. No other way. No other way to gain advantage over this sin nature. Try it to go on your own and try to fight against yourself like I did. You will lose every time. You will lose every time. You will continue in your mess. God is saying this is a fair warning. A fair warning. He has me up here giving a fair warning. Make God our authority. Give your life to Christ and change that sin nature. Have power over that sin nature that dwells in you. The only way you have power is through the Holy Spirit, through accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. By the blood of Jesus. Believe in your hearts that he died on the cross for our sins. The cross that he carried to his death. Our sins were on that cross. Your sins, my sins were on that cross. You just got to believe it. You believe it and you will receive it. The Holy Spirit to live in you and save you from the sin nature. He will save you. He will save you. If there is someone that's not here that you need to hear this, take it to them. Take it to them. Take it to them. Tell them what's wrong with them. Tell them their problem, their issue. Don't let them walk around in their mess. Tell them what's wrong with them. Nobody told me. Nobody told me. But God loved me. And he led me on this journey. So it's a duty that I must obey God. I didn't want to get up here and tell this testimony. But God said, Ron, you got to honor me in your mess, son, in your disappointment, son, in your rudeness, your crudeness, your foul life. If you want to be, if you want me to use you, Ron, free yourself, son. Free yourself. Free yourself. And I thank Jesus right now because I feel so free. I feel so free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for freeing me. I pray that everyone in here wants to be free. Want to be free from yourself. We are nothing without Jesus. Nothing without Jesus. Don't think you are. Don't think you are. I love you, and I just want you to walk on that path of righteousness towards heaven. Amen. Towards heaven. Let us pray. Let us pray. Yes, Jesus. We thank you for being our Savior, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me, Lord. And there are plenty of souls that need to be saving, Lord, that your word, if they just open this book, Lord, open this book, Lord, you can save them. You can lead them on that path to heaven. Lord, bless every soul that's in your house today, Lord. Bless us, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for appointing this time for everyone, Lord, that's here, Lord. Cover us, Lord Jesus. Cover us, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord, and it's in your mighty name that we praise you. Amen. Thank you.